Blog Talk Radio.
To culture, it changed my attitude towards what was possible. And I think I learned to go against the system a little bit.
Punk proved to people, and it is now ingrained in people, that what they thought was impossible is not impossible.
You didn't have to wait to start doing something. If you wanted to do it, you could try doing it.
Punk rock gave me a platform to put a band together and do it my way. And that was good for an 18-year-old kid.
Kids are still wanting the same thing as they wanted back then, something to express what they're feeling.
They get all this information from MTV and VH1, and that's their history of rock, and they find out that, like, well, it's like everything else. It's like school. You're not really getting the full story.
They were introduced to it as a package. They, you know, the business turned it into a commodity, if you will.
There's a lot of manufactured anger nowadays, if you ask me.
When you can make a dollar off it, it gets uploaded into the cultural lexicon. The slang becomes your normal patois of the day. You know, grunge becomes, you know, mom knows grunge now. As soon as mom knows how to say grunge, gotta go.
Back then, it was very much considered an anti-establishment, and it seems like today, most of the bands that do form want to be part of the establishment.
What they pay you for now is being stupid and making people stupider.
It's easy for a young person to say fuck you. I'm 43, I'm still saying fuck you. I'm still like pissed at something. You know, whatever you got, I'm mad at it. Where's the political awakening?
At this point and on the planet, it seems like 80% of the people are fucking asleep, you know?
Don't ask me why the cataclysmic state of the environment hasn't galvanized and, you know, mobilized people into doing something.
The more severe the political landscape becomes, the more repressive, the more valuable that the imagination becomes.
It's possible that music is not really the expression of it now as far as relating to world, what's happening in the world.
People doing visual arts, people doing literature, it's people doing film.
You know, Michael Moore making that movie against Bush is really punk.
Punk definitely had a major influence in the eruption of militant anti-corporate activism that first came to light over here in the Seattle protests.
The actual whole internet is a very punk idea.
Because of the internet, the record companies are losing their power to be kingmakers.
You can go make your own records, you can go put them out yourself, you can build your own little websites, you can do all these things by yourself.
Fuck you to corporations. Fuck you to branding everything, and fuck you to corporations having dictatorial control over society and government.
Being able to look people in the eye and say, fuck you, I don't care what you think, I'm doing what I want to do. To have that to hold on to is really important to move forward.
And that's the whole idea, it's to take the spirit and the inspiration and do your own thing with it.
All you need is one guy or girl to stand up and say, fuck this. And everyone goes, voice of a generation, thank you. I've been thinking that. I never had the guts to stand up and say it.
You only need 5% or less to, like, embrace ideas and change it. You know, change the way people think all over again.
It becomes a lineage. These people find each other and this timeline grows.
Johnson and Diana. سن بعينه وين 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 والحذاب احنا بعينه واللي يشبه خشب الضامر حجات بعينه وين 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 والحذاب احنا بعينه واللي يشبه خشب الضامر حجات بعينه
This is McGee broadcasting from the back room on the internet using Skype, Blog Talk Radio, a headset, an iMac, some MP3s, and a passion for music, new sounds, old sounds, strange sounds, odd sounds. Thank you for listening to McGee's Back Room at D. McGurgan on Twitter. Thanks for being a part of the show by listening, downloading, streaming, consuming, tweeting. It's a symphony, and everybody's part of the band. Omar Suleiman with the title track from his album Wainu Wainu, produced by Fortet. It's Omar Suleiman's first proper studio record, although he's released hundreds and hundreds of albums and cassettes, self-released. It's his first studio effort. He hails from Syria. Really intriguing, exotic, ecstatic music sounds, and just really interesting on many levels. Pretty exceptional record to have come out this year. Obits, the band from Brooklyn, I guess they call Brooklyn their home, from New York, with a song called Machines. It's from their 2013 release album, Bed and Bugs. The vinyl of that record, and I haven't seen the CD, but the vinyl, the design is beautiful, done by Rick Froberg, who sings and plays guitar in the band. It's got a beautiful die-cut sleeve, which means there's a part cut out in the middle of the sleeve. In this case, it's the center of the sleeve. And excuse me, no mute buttons here on McGee's Back Room, so you get to hear the cough. And the outside of the Obit sleeve is embossed, and it's got the band's name written, and these cool little squares, and they're attached by these lines. It's a really cool pattern. And then the design of the label is really, the typography on it's really cool. And the vinyl itself, I think there's two versions. The version I have is orange, but when you put it in the sleeve, it gives the impression that the label, when you see it, when you look in that little hole, it looks like it's floating. It's really cool. So as cool as their music sounds, imagine holding that record and looking at it and going, wow, this is art. This is really cool. Before that song by Obits, we heard Mono, who come from Japan, have been together for about 12 years now. The song called Legend. It's from their 2012 record called For My Parents. You can find them on Facebook. They are touring the U.S. right now, and we're just in the States recording. They are doing some soundtrack recording, and their music is going to be featured in a TV show over in Japan in a few months, and expect continued greatness from that band. And I had a very unique experience with the band this week when they played in Philadelphia at Johnny Brenda's. Mono got to actually help load in their equipment and watch their entire sound check. So watch the band as they set up, and they got the levels on the drums, and then they kind of set the levels on guitars, and then it was neat. Then they set the levels on the monitors, and then they started to play pieces of their songs. And this was actually the second time I've gotten to watch Mono do their sound check. So it's a really unique experience if you're not a musician, because you get to see all the interactions, the subtle dynamics of the band, and you really see when the band starts playing. When a band starts playing, the music, the parts, they all come together and everybody's in sync in it. You know, when you're listening to a sound check, it's interesting because a lot of times, like, the drummer will be playing and then the guitarist starts playing, or the guitarist, usually it's the other way around. The guitarist is usually playing, then the drummer starts, you know, doing his thing, playing this loud beat over top of the guitarist, but they're not playing at all the same thing. And on one level, it's because everybody's kind of focused. They're not trying to play a song. But it's really strange, because then when they suddenly start playing, when everybody starts playing together at the same time and playing a song, it's just a magical thing, especially with that band, the way they build these beautiful crescendos and the dynamics of that band. Really fantastic. And after their sound check, got to hang with the band and have dinner with them. Really just very lucky, fortunate to have had that experience. Also, the dude from Majeur, who is opening up for them on some of their East Coast dates, joined us as well. I had a really interesting conversation with Majeur, who are also on Temporary Residence Records, as our Mono. TemporaryResidence.com is the place to find music by Mono, Majeur, and many other good bands. Thanks again for listening to McG's Back Room. Thanks to the Fightin' Words Radio Network for making this possible, giving people like myself a place to play weird music, say whatever we want, make art. It's a very cool thing. Go back into the time machine with me to the late 60s with a group called The Beatles. This is an alternate version of Across the Universe. There are two versions, at least, commercially released. This one is the one I prefer. It's got the dove or a bird opening. I don't know. There's a name for it, I'm sure, but if you listen to it, it's really beautiful, and it's actually sped up a little than the regular version, but whatever it is, and whatever it will be, it's always beautiful. The Beatles, Across the Universe.
Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind. I'm
And so now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel.
Give up on the side of the road, 2 miles from the Poconos. What am I just to think about?
Now that's a band. They do not make bands like that anymore. Actually, they do. But what a heavy and melancholy record and style and approach Codeine had on their debut album, Frigid Stars, which came out on Sub Pop in 1991. And at the time, it was very different from what Sub Pop was putting out, which was a lot of pretty rocking records. And that took it down a few notches, as they say. They being people who use cliches. McGee's Back Room strives to be cliche-free. That Codeine record, along with their two other records, were reissued by the Numero Group separately as individual records, then also as a collection and a box set that, if you know the Numero Group and their work, if you've ever held one of their records, their box sets in your hand, it is just a beautiful piece of art. It is loaded with design and the amount of research and attention to detail is very exceptional. So those three Codeine records are available in one of those exceptional collections called When I See the Sun. Numero Group out of Chicago is the label. Google it and you will find it. Before that, Chris Brokaw doing a song under his own name, Chris Brokaw, drummed on the first Codeine record. He also plays guitar and come and is a solo artist for many years now. That song's called My Confidant. Band that gets a lot of play on McGee's Back Room is Carlton Melton. That song's called Smoke Drip. CarltonMeltonMusic.com. You can find more about them and their new album, Always Even. You can go to midheaven.com and order their music from there. Really spacey, weird, psychedelic improv and some moments of total beauty, some moments of heaviness, some way out freaky moments as well. Pretty interesting mix. If you have a request or something you want to hear or you want to get in touch, at D McGurgan on Twitter is a pretty decent way to do it. Started off with a timeless band, The Beatles, Across the Universe. And it is 50 years after they first came on the scene, but they still remain relevant. And it's hard to think of many bands that are able to do that in decades, decades, and decades after they came on the scene. And what coming on the scene means, I have no idea. Another cliche, which is hard to avoid talking in cliches sometimes, which is why sometimes I try to mix cliches or mix metaphors, because then that way it adds new emphasis. I would think of an example of what that sounds like, but I could also sit back and listen to some music with you, including some stuff by Pinback and Elliot Smith, which we'll get to in a moment. But this is a song by Mark Mulcahy off his new record called, or his recently released record, Dear Mark J. Mulcahy, I Love You. The song is called The Rabbit. You can go to mezzotint.com and order this for yourself, like I did. It's really worth it. Actually, this is a song called Where's the Indifference by Mark Mulcahy. Equally as good.
Where's the usual thing? I'm comfortable, it's nothing to me. Don't interrupt my evening.
to hide. We think we're all so invincible, but where's the indifference now? What time did they discover him? They had to smash the door and they found him face down. They said that there were bottles and pills all around. How and why would anyone do such a thing without explaining? There must be more to the picture. There must be more to the picture. We have to dig, we've got to pry and speculate until we're sure. Was it a tragedy or part of the plan? The devil is in the details. There's so much more to know. I'm sure there's someone who knew this would happen. A high school friend who hadn't seen him in a while. An acquaintance who noticed lately he seemed distant. There's so much more to know. There's so much more to know.
is you. Eyes closed, out in the rain. You never thought you'd be doing something like this. You never saw yourself as... I don't know how you describe it. It's like one of those people who like looking up at the moon, or who spend hours gazing at the waves or the sunset, or... I guess you know what kind of people I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. Anyway, you kind of like it being like this. Fighting the cold and feeling the water seep through your shirt and getting through to your skin. The feel of the ground growing soft beneath your feet and the smell. And the sound of the rain hitting the leaves. All the things they talk about in the books that you haven't read. This is you. Who would have guessed it? You.
quartet. The song's called Parallel Jalebi. The album it comes from is called Beautiful Rewind. It came out in 2013. If I kept a list of the best records of 2013, that album by Quartet would be on it. But I don't keep a list of the best records because I have them all in front of me in McGee's back room. This is McGee. I'm sitting here with a bunch of records, a computer, some MP3s, a stereo, and you listening in, which I really appreciate. Elliott Smith, Ballad of Big Nothing. Elliott Smith's records, many of them can be found on the Kill Rock Stars label, as well as some of his singles and EPs. Ballad of Big Nothing is a single or an EP, one of the two, maybe both. And those were recently reissued on vinyl, I believe. I actually have to head over there myself and probably pick those up. Complete the Elliott Smith collection that I have. Pinback did the song True North. Their album Information Retrieved is very nice record. A lot of melodies and cool rhythms, but and harmonies. Just a very nice record to listen to. Not too many Pinback songs that are out there that aren't good, but I'm sure you could find one if you looked for it. There's always mistakes or bad things or average if you look hard enough, but there's no need because there's so many beautiful and wonderful things around that you don't need to. Focus on praise, not criticism. Think about that. Mark Mulcahy with song that we listened to called Where's the Indifference. I'm going to move forward with a band that I'm not sure that has been played yet in McGee's back room, but they're about to get played. Ah, see what I did there? They're about to get played. Another cliche. Unintentional that time, though. The album is called Stella, came out on Touch and Go several years ago. The song is called Steam, Rain, and Stuff, and the name of the band is Uzeda. They come from Italy. The singer and guitarist are also in a band called Bellini, who I expect are going to have a new record out in 2014. Uzeda is their long-running other band, and this is a fantastic way to send off this set in McGee's back room.
Pressure!
Whew. I think I'm exhausted just from listening to Dinosaur Jr. play. I don't want to go there. Jay Mask is just ridiculous. That song is the opposite of punk rock. 9 minutes, 5 minutes of the song is just a solo, whereas a hardcore song is like under a minute. They get in and get out. But in many ways, it's very punk rock to do that, to come out with a 9-minute jam like Neil Young or whatever. It's all good as long as it rips, and that song definitely rips. Before that, another total ripper, Zangorilla covering David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. Zangorilla, the album is called Trance States and Tongues. You can find that, go on iTunes and download their cover of Bowie's Moon Age Daydream. Uzeda, Steam, Rain and Stuff from the album Stella. It's cool to listen to that. I have not played them on the show before, so it was good to get them in. Speaking of punk rock and bands that started off punk rock but then totally went in a melodic direction, but were always kind of catchy, this is Husker Du from their first, I guess it was an album, right? Their first studio album, Everything Falls Apart. It may have been an EP. This is called Blah Blah Blah.
I wanna go home. Life sucks, then you die, and your soul gets stuffed into the sky. First thing, I wonder why you eat a bowl with cereal and sigh. You're late for your class, you're walking the halls without a pass. Big deal, big deal. Time flies, time crawls, you're a prisoner trapped between its claws. Life sucks sometimes, you gotta learn to live between the lines. Your feet are on the ground, but the world keeps spinning you around. Big deal, big deal.
Get to the end of McGee's back room. Always try to speed up, play as much. I'm stuck in a tongue twister. So let me just get right to it. That's the Dead Milkmen with Big Deal. Before that, what did we hear before that? I already forgot. It's all fading in as we into a big fast blur. The Cramps with New Kind of Kick, just such a awesome primitive pummel. That song is one of the Cramps' best songs, possibly. I don't know. Be curious to hear what you think is the best Cramps song. Husker Du with Blah Blah Blah. We're going to go to a band that has been getting heavy airplay in McGee's back room. If doing an internet radio show is actually air on the air, although, you know, I was thinking about it earlier tonight before the show. It used to be doing a radio show or a TV show on the internet was cheesy, like it wasn't real. And just in a short period of time, it's becoming clear, at least to me, this is the way that people are going to broadcast and share information. Now there's the channels or networks, or I don't even know what it is, Netflix. They create their own series in and of themselves, and you get it on your computer or through your Xbox or whatever. I don't know. What I'm getting at is it's all changing, it's all exciting, and there's always new music to listen to and consume. Rose Windows are a band from Seattle. They're on Sub Pop Records, which is 25 years into making records. They still put out many, many, many good records. This is one of them. The song is called Wartime Lovers. It's from an album called The Sun Dogs on Sub Pop Records. Again, the band is Rose Windows. Going to do it for McGee's Back Room. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the Fight Words Radio Network for giving McGee's Back Room a place to exist. Close out with Dengue Fever.
Mm-hmm.